Bulak, Ashley, age 5. Constantine, Adam, age 11 months. The killer, their mother, was a 26-year-old woman with the last name Constantine. First name, Mary. I cross-referenced the homicide report for local media coverage. It brought me to an article from a 1983 Caledonian Record in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. There was also a grainy black-and-white trial photo of Mary Constantine seated at a defendant's table. Her face was thinner and younger, but the detached, stony expression was unmistakable. That look she had when she didn't want to feel something, or had felt too much. Jesus. The woman I knew as Mary Wagner had killed her own children more than 20 years ago, and as far as she was concerned, it had never happened. I pushed back my chair and took a deep breath. Here I was, finally at the center of the labyrinth. Now it was time to start finding my way back out. Chapter 107. 1983, huh? Jeez, that's not even this century. All right, hang on a second. I'll try to help you out if I can. I sat through several minutes of tapping keys and rifling paper on the other end of the phone line. The tapper and rifler was an agent named Barry Medler of the Bureau's Albany field office. He was the coordinator of Albany's Crimes Against Children Unit. Every FBI office has a CAC unit, and Albany has oversight for Vermont. I wanted to get as close to the source as I possibly could. "Here we go," Medler said. "Hold on."